Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Resiliency Radio with Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe. Interactive radio to empower, educate, and inspire during difficult times. Featuring live interviews with celebrity guests and cutting-edge professionals working in the fields of health, wholeness, and resiliency. This program is brought to you by the Raven Drum Foundation's Veteran Resiliency Project and is dedicated to all our military and their families. For more information, visit us on the web at www.ravendrumfoundation.org. Welcome to Resiliency Radio, everyone. I'm Lauren Monroe, and I'm here with my two fabulous co-hosts, Rick Allen and Moon Calhoun.
That's right. Yeah. I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say. I'm not
going to
say it.
Fantastic.
I'll say that. Fantastic.
How you doing, Moon?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
We got a really special show tonight. You want to share with everybody what we're going to be doing?
We're going to be meeting with a very special guest, Nick Vujicic, and we got to interview him recently, and he is the embodiment of inspiration. So
totally is.
Yeah. He's a love beacon.
He really is.
He really is just pure love light.
He wants to hug everyone.
He insists you give him a hug when you meet him. He's like, give over here and give me a hug.
Come on.
For those of you who don't know who Nick is, he's an inspirational speaker and the author of the book Life Without Limits. And Nick was born without any arms or legs and found his purpose in life to speak and inspire other people, and he does that very well. Recently,
he's the real deal.
Both of you guys went to see him speak.
Yeah, we did. We took your dad. Father Gugino came with us as well, and all three of us we were treated like kings. You know, he brought us backstage, and you know, we got to hang out with him, and then just seeing him speak, the way he was able to light up a room, it was just amazing.
How did people react to him? Like, what did you watch people watching him?
Yeah, I did a lot. I looking back and seeing what was going on, and it seemed to me like the people that were there were somewhat, you know, they were really present, you know. They knew a lot about him. I think most of them knew a lot about him. In fact, he asked that. He said, how many of you have seen me before? And obviously a bunch of hands went up. How many people have seen, you know, seen me for the first time? And me and Moon.
Yeah. I like what you said. It was like putting on a new pair of glasses.
Yeah.
It really gave you a new view, a new outlook.
It really,
I needed it.
Yeah.
I needed the wake-up call. Sorry.
We all need it. I think we all... Yeah. I think everybody needs that once in a while.
Yes.
You know how you kind of...
Oh, God.
You reach a place where you you just need a boost.
Mm-hmm.
And that he has a wonderful way of doing that in a very natural way, you know?
I was thumbing through his book. I want to read it from cover to cover because what I've read just out of looking through various sections of it seems so, so amazing. He quoted this psychiatrist and author that I'm familiar with. Her name is Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. And this is the quote. It said, "People are like stained glass windows. They sparkle and shine when the sun is out, but when the darkness sets in, their true beauty is revealed only if there's a light from within." And I think that isn't that amazing? That a beautiful visualization,
that whole
image.
Excellent.
And if you don't have the light from inside,
yeah,
in the dark, you know, you won't be seen.
Wow.
You won't be revealed to other people. And I think that's, you know, the whole purpose of why we have the show and why we're doing the things we're doing with Raven Drum is to encourage and help foster people to
their light to go on.
To regulate that flame and to allow it to grow so they can even see it themselves. I mean, we all need that mirror once in a while.
I think so.
Wow.
I'd like Moon to speak again because I just interrupted him. And I want to see his light. I want to see his light.
You want to see the moonlight.
The moonlight.
If I'm not shining, I'm not living up to my name. I just so need that, to hear that, because it's so vital. That comes on. Because mm-hmm. your life is just dead in the water. It's not happening from within. That's a good thing to hear, Lauren. I need to hear that. And that's why seeing Nick was so good, because my light was dim, had been dim a bit for a while. I needed to be replenished, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, I needed, you know, when you go through the gas station and they said, they take one of those squeegee things.
Yeah,
it was like, you know, I needed
clean the window.
Yeah, I needed the windows cleaned, you know. It was good. It was.
Well, for all of you at home, I hope you enjoy this this interview we recorded earlier today with Nick. We're still just talking about it. And make sure to also see this wonderful YouTube video that we're discussing on the interview, too, called The Butterfly Circus. You can find it on YouTube. It's part one and part two. And apparently it's winning awards at independent film shows. And it's fantastic. So.
Mm.
Enjoy the interview, and then we'll be back with some live jamming with everyone, okay?
Woo-hoo. Cool.
Welcome back to Resiliency Radio, everyone. We're here with our very special guest. Nick Vujicic is here, an inspirational speaker and author of the book Life Without Limits and the director of the nonprofit organization Life Without Limbs. So welcome, Nick. I'm here with Rick and Moon.
How you doing?
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
So,
thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it. I hope someone's going to be inspired.
You know, how could they not be inspired? Myself, Moon, and Father Gugino were very fortunate to see you recently, and it was just what we all needed. You know, sometimes you reach a point where, you know, you plateau a little bit, and you kind of, seeing you was just what we all needed. It was fantastic. Like I said, it was like somebody just gave me a new pair of spectacles, and now I'm seeing things in a really a lot better light. And I really thank you for that. It was a huge inspiration. In fact, you embody inspiration. So with that, I'd like for Lauren to ask you a question or two.
Well, first I have to say that when these guys came home from seeing you, Nick, they were blown away and they were so inspired. So I know everybody at home is really going to get such a charge of inspiration from hearing from you. And I'd love for you to share your story, just, you know, your history of how you got to where you are and how you got to do what you're doing right now.
Absolutely. Well, the way that, you know, I sort of looked at my life as a kid, definitely I would not have imagined that I would be you know, someone who would be able to give an inspirational talk at all. I was sort of in a, you know, position where I'm like, well, you know, what kind of life am I going to live? And just trying to survive one day at a time. And the way that I became a speaker was I was, you know, encouraged by a couple people who knew me and said, you know what, Nick, you got to speak to this group and you got to speak to that group. And I'm like, I don't have anything to share. And, you know, I'm just living my life just as anybody else. And, you know, I believe it's worse being in a broken home than having no arms, no legs. But, you know, it just hit me when I was, you know, in front of 300 students. And it was one of the first times that I was speaking. And, you know, I had no idea how they'd react. One girl started crying and the other half girls sort of followed on. And she just put up her hand and she said, you know, can I come up there and give you a hug in front of everybody? She hugged me and she cried and she said, no one's ever told me that they love me. No one's ever told me that I'm beautiful the way that I am. She said, thank you. Wow. And I was just moved and I'm like, wow, you know, like this is what I was born to do. And so from age 19, I've been speaking, but it definitely wasn't always, you know, a focus on some purpose that I would be able to live out. I had no idea what kind of life I was going to live.
All right. Well, most people at 19 don't have their purpose. So what a gift for you to find it so soon and share it with everyone.
Yeah, I know. It's fantastic. I remember a long time ago, you know, and I'm going to ask you about people's reaction to your, you know, your physical sort of presence, your, you know, how you look. You're very unique, and you know, people's reactions, in particular, kids' reactions. I remember being in the park one time, and I was in I was down in Venice in California here, and I remember this little boy. He was swinging on the swing, and he started looking at me, and his dad was standing there, and his dad started to get kind of embarrassed, but the kid, he kept on looking at me, and he'd walk around the back of me and walk around the front of me, and then he just turned around and he said, "Mister, where's your elbow?" And and I just said, "Well, I don't actually have one." And he kept grabbing my sleeve, going, "I know it's in there somewhere," you know. And he kept searching for this thing, but it was so honest. And I think the thing that I got from that, and to this day, that kind of honesty is my own growth. And when, especially with kids, especially when they say something that is just so pure like that, it really pushes me into a place of growth. I have to grow. Have you ever experienced anything like that? And how do you sort of how do you get over your uniqueness? How do you express that?
Well, because I grew up with this disability, it was you know, something that I've always been used to. You know, kids staring at me, and my parents always just said, "Well, just open your mouth, and you know, they'll realize that you're just like anybody else." And so, you know, I mustered up the courage to just speak to people, smile at people. You know, when they said, "You know, what happened?" I'd say, "Well, I don't know." And then they asked, "Well, why don't you know?" You know, and I'm like, "Oh, I don't know." And it was, you know, it was difficult at times, but you know, at a young age, I realized, well, look, if I was them, I would be doing the same thing, you know. So it's the maturity of understanding that. Obviously, you know, curiosity takes over. But I've had a couple funny stories where, you know, one day I was, you know, a little annoyed at kids always asking me what happened and me saying not knowing. You know, I said cigarettes one day, and you know, his boy will never ever smoke cigarettes in his life. But you know, the most beautiful, you know, recent sort of reaction was, there was a little boy who saw me, and he looked at my body, looked at my head, and looked at my body, looked at my head, all confused, and he's like, "Well, at least you got a head." And you know, just so cute. You know, kids are so great. And so you know, I've learned a lot from kids, and you know, in my life, I'm thankful that, you know, people are challenged. Even just seeing me smile, you know, down the mall. You know, people notice my smile. People notice that I'm getting around and on the way to, you know, doing something or going somewhere. And that's, you know, that's the beautiful thing. It is a burden to carry, and you can't just, you know, put in a hat and then, you know, it's all better. But you know, it's the beautiful thing of, you know, being able to be recognized as well, is, you know, when people see me on YouTube or see me speak, and then they see me down the street or on the airplane. They're like, "Nick, you know what? That video changed my life." Mm-hmm. You know, I was going to commit suicide until I watched this. And I'm like, wow. Yeah. You know, so it makes everything worth it, and mm-hmm. puts everything into perspective.
That's fantastic. That's really, it's nice to hear you. Because I heard a couple of those stories the other night, and it just really struck me. And I remembered that one particular instance. Anyway, Moon.
Hey, Nick. Moon here, buddy. Hey, man, a lot of us have seen your videos and read your book and been fortunate enough to, you know, hear you speak. And it was great the other night. I was blown away and inspired, man. And, you know, my own injury after living 40 years as a able-bodied guy, wheelchair, injured on a bike, and, you know, limited as to what I can do for 16 years now, learning how to deal with that. I mean, at the end of the day, when you go home, man, it's like, I know you've got your ups and downs just like anybody else. And how do you deal? You know, one of the hardest things for me to overcome, Rick, is my just facing the defeat. I feel sometimes I want to give up. And I watched you, and I felt kind of, you know, at first I felt ashamed that I go through what I can do, what I can do. But I think, like you said, people from broken homes, there's all kinds of different disabilities. How do you deal with your own ups and downs, bro?
You know what? I definitely look back at the different obstacles in my life, and you know, when you're in the present obstacle or something, you know, big happening in your life, you sort of forget that the last big thing that you went through was the biggest thing, and now this is even bigger. And so, you know, looking back on where we've come from, understanding that we're still here, that's step one.
Yeah.
Step number two is understanding that, you know, unless you've gone through what you've been through, you wouldn't be who you are.
Yeah.
But my whole foundation and my joy and love and peace, which, you know, circumstances can't give me. I mean, of course, I'd be happy if I get a check of $1 million. But if my mom dies tomorrow, I'm not going to be happy. You know, it's not about things that, you know, arms and legs necessarily that give you love, joy, and peace, but it's understanding, you know, the truth of your value, the truth of your purpose, and the truth of your destiny. And, you know, sometimes life doesn't make sense. And, you know, for me to answer this in full, I have to say, well, for me and my faith in God, I've realized that, you know, I'm not alone, and He's the one who understands everything I've gone through, and He'll never leave me and let me go through more than I can handle. And so I can always go back to that. You know, my acronym for faith is F-A-I-T-H, full assurance in the heart. And, you know, it's not about having no arms, no legs. It's about, you know, going through the disability of being alone, you know. The fear of being alone, I think, is more disabling.
Wow.
Mm. Well, I agree. And I think there's a lot of people who'll be listening to this show that could relate to that. You know, we work with veterans, soldiers coming back from combat who have lost their limbs. Many of them will be sitting in the hospital as they hear this show. And I'm sure they can relate to that. And you know, I know it's different because you were born, you know, this way, and you've come accustomed to that's just your way in the world. But I think your words will have a lot of meaning to folks coming back, and all of a sudden their lives have changed tremendously. One of the things that we see with our vets and with all of us, I think, you know, in some shape or form, is how we create kind of self-sabotage for ourselves. When, you know, when you know you need to grow, and then you find, especially if you have an addiction or if there's other ways that you tend to self-sabotage your growth. Can you speak on that a little bit? I don't know if you've ever thought about it, kind of asking you on the spot, but that seems to be a big theme when we need to grow and we're afraid, and the saboteur comes in and chats in our ear and tells us things we don't really want to hear.
Right.
Yeah. For me, it's fighting the lies with the truth, and reaffirming yourself in what you know is actually true. And you know, I've been to some vets, and been to the Wounded Warriors in San Antonio, and you know, all that good stuff. It's just been hard for me to even relate, though, to some of these people, because, you know, I don't know how they feel, right? So, but what you're saying is, you know, we can all come to that place where, you know, we sort of self-sabotage ourselves, and it's this negative thing, you know. Instead of focusing on what you do have, you sort of focus on what you don't have, and you wish things would be different. You know, for me, I know I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. For me, I know that all things come together for the good, and that's hard to believe when you're in that pain. You know, when you hear someone's been raped, you know, how do you just say have a positive attitude? How do you, you know, try touch their heart, reach their heart? You know, who's caught up in this on this treadmill of having sex with all these other guys because that's the only way she feels needed and wanted. She doesn't know how to get out, and the deeper and deeper she goes, it's harder to get out. And you know, and for me, positive attitude can only go so far. You know, there has to be a deeper discovering of the truth of knowing, you know what, you do have a choice in life. You either give up or you keep on going. You don't know what's around the corner. And the first chapter in my book is, if you can't get a miracle, it can still become a miracle. You know, people ask me all the time, Nick, you know, if you had a choice, would you do it all over again? And I'd say, yeah, if one person was affected by it. And one clear example was, you know, 5 years ago, I met a little boy with no arms, no legs, and he was born that way, just like me. And, you know, now I know that I'm a miracle for this little boy. I'm an older brother for him. And, you know, me being suicidal at age 10 and trying to commit suicide, to now knowing that that boy may, you know, want to give up too. What if I went through this life on earth to encourage one person to not give up? Would that be all worth it? Would that joy and that satisfaction and that contentment be more than having arms and legs for 90 years? And if that, you know, affected one's soul for eternity, as I believe, then of course it's going to be, you know, worthwhile. And so it's not about me. It's not about what I can, you know, get or have. And it's that self, you know, self-denial and saying, okay, well, how may I be able to help someone else? And I've seen even kids in wheelchairs who, you know, get into programs of, you know, knitting dolls and stuff for fundraising for Africa, you know, being a part of a greater purpose and contributing to society, feeling like you're worth something. You know, that's what it all comes down to. And I think we underestimate the power of friendships. I think we underestimate the power of just living life, you know, as human beings in love. You know, love is the greatest thing. You know, you can be in a wheelchair, but you can call someone up and say, hey, how you doing? And they, you know, when that person says, fine, no, really, how are you? You know, friendships are one of the most important things in my life. And, you know, it's not about where you're going. It's how many people will you make sure along the way that you help lift up. That's, you know, there's an African proverb. It's, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to, if you want to make it the long way, the long term or something like that, if you're in it for the long haul and you want to make a difference, go together. It's not about how rich you are or how famous you are. In the end, it's all that encumbered with, okay, but, you know, who are you in the end? What do people see behind the scenes? You know, who are you as a friend? Who are you when no one's looking?
Right.
And so that's what speaks more, and that's what will be spoken, I think, more than anything at anybody's funeral. You know, people saying, you know, this is this person, you know, did this and that, but really was, you know, it's the intangibles that you know speaks most.
Wow.
Something
that you said makes me think about. Just sitting here with you and Rick and Moon, just how the three of you are such mirrors of beauty and compassion. And that's what, when people meet you, all three of you, you really bring that out in people. And I think, you know, sometimes you're not aware of it. I know the two guys right. Sitting in front of me aren't aware.
Yeah, you're right. Just seeing Nick, I think for all of us, seeing Nick the other night, it gave us a sense of, you know, we can bring that. We can bring that to people. And, you know, we become these mirrors, you know, sort of walking around in the world. And it's wonderful when you see somebody smile just because, you know, you're standing in front of them.
Yeah.
You know,
I think all three of you kind of hold the space for grace to just come through just by being yourselves. And that's just a tremendous gift. I don't think many people who haven't been through the suffering that you have been through can hold that space so beautifully. So,
I think that's the one thing about the suffering is it can become a tremendous blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was horrible for a long time. But I realized that once I stopped comparing myself to how I used to be and I started to celebrate my uniqueness, I could convey that to other people. And I think it's wonderful, you know. It's actually become a huge blessing.
Mm. Now, Nick, we know that your schedule is really crazy right now, and you're speaking all over the place, and you have so many engagements and people to meet. And one of the things that we teach in our resiliency programs is a way to be healthy and how you can just not only maintain resiliency in your mind, but also in your body and how you live and can you share with us anything that you may use to keep yourself healthy so that you can continue spreading your message and sharing with people like you do?
Absolutely. You know what? Unfortunately, I am not so disciplined as some people think in my life. And I have been told that I need to start, you know, doing exercises, and I'm seeing my back change over a little bit. Having a left foot, the gravitational pull, you know, the center point of gravity is on the left side, you know, it's something that you know, is up to me, you know, to exercise and keep, you know, vigil and you know, mobile. And so I have caregivers who look after my physical needs and stuff, but I am doing some exercises to keep that part. It's not actually, you know, being necessarily fit, because as I walk around, I do, you know, use my core structure and use a lot of my muscles just to walk around. But the straightening of my back and the maintenance of my posture, that's something definitely that I'm having to deal with. So, yeah.
That'll keep you going longer. Keep
it going. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Exactly. You got to keep, if you're in it for the long term, you got to act like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, that's what Rick's doing right now, too.
Yeah, that's exactly, you know, I've got to go out on tour, and, you know, I'm having this wonderful new laser treatment done at the moment, and this retraining of my muscles, and it's really helping. It's actually tangible. You know, I'm realizing a difference, and that's just what I need to do if I'm going to be going out there, you know, playing on tour and doing, like, you know, 60-odd shows. So I hear you.
Yeah, we travel a lot, and you know, making sure that you also eat on the road well, it's definitely a priority that we need to keep up. So, you know, we've been doing pretty well. I only have McDonald's every 2 weeks.
Right.
Really good.
You know, we just saw a one of your projects, and we have to talk about it because we were just really inspired by it. The Butterfly Circus is a short film. We just want you to talk about it a little bit. We just saw it on YouTube. There's a part one and part two for everybody that's listening, and we really encourage you to watch it. And by the way, your acting is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's just so wonderful. Can you speak to that a little bit, about that whole process for you and the story?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the writers, they saw a YouTube video of me and didn't know that I was going to actually living in the same city as them. They actually started this script, and set in the 1930s. They hounded me for about 3-4 months and said, look, you know, do it. You know, this is going to inspire people. I'm like, look, I'm not open to doing anything new right now. I'm just focusing on speaking. And, you know, I could hear my mum's voice when I was a kid. You know, Nick, if you ever do anything in, you know, Hollywood, make sure you don't do anything in a freak show of a circus. And so that's exactly where you find my character in. Yet because of the story of hope and redemption, I opted to do it. And I'm just so thankful I did, because I've met 8 individuals who have said, Nick, you know what, I was ready to commit suicide until I actually watched that film. I was going to take my own life.
Wow.
And, you know, meeting these 8 people face to face and seeing the sincerity in their eyes and their heart and their family as well. You know, it was just a great, great piece. So 20-minute short film. It's online. You can Google it, Butterfly Circus short film. And they've won 10 awards, actually, in film festivals. And there's talk of possibly doing a feature film for it. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
It was a great experience.
Such a message, such a wonderful message to it. Now, our programs that we do with Raven Drum is all built around resiliency, and everyone has their own interpretation of resiliency. So one of the things we wanted to ask you as well is, what does resiliency mean to you? What does that concept mean to you?
Well, the more, you know, resistance you come across, the more persistence, and persistence is another type of word for resilience. And so I know resilience is more covering and more reaching, but it's one of the things in life where, you know, you're not going to grow a muscle until you or develop a muscle until you actually use that muscle and exercise that muscle. So the more you exercise patience, the more patient you become. But unfortunately, you know, the only you know, times you're going to exercise patience is when you're going to have to be forced to wait. And, you know, not everybody likes that, but it is that perspective that you got to continue on, you know, one step at a time, take one day at a time, sometimes take one breath at a time. But resilience would be, you know, the depth of character, the depth of integrity, the perspective that one needs to get through any obstacle in their life. understanding that, you know, we're all human beings and we all, you know, experience broken hearts. But, you know, the beautiful thing is, you know, we can be here for each other as well. And that's the beauty in love. And that's the beauty in living in a world of need, because some of us can actually be the answer for that need for someone else. And so resilience in discovering your purpose. You know, we have resilience in finding the keys to our car. You know, you don't stop looking for the keys to your car until you find it.
We know that on a daily basis.
You know, you search for that, not with all your heart, but with all your family as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is the thing. You know, there is a greater purpose for your life, and definitely not give up on that search.
Really?
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's fantastic. Well, as Lauren said, you're really busy, and we've really enjoyed having you on the show.
Where are you going to be speaking next?
Yeah, where are you going to be speaking next?
We're going to Australia, Slovenia, Germany, and Romania. So I'm gone for a month out of the country, unfortunately. So I'm not going to be in sunny California, but I'm going to be looking forward to going back home. Home. California definitely is home for me. But going back to my roots, meeting some family again and friends back there, and speaking and releasing the book. So the book's just been released in Australia, and we're releasing the book in Germany and Slovenia. So it's going to be great. But if anybody wants to get the book, it's in any bookstore, or go to attitudesaltitude.com. For a copy, or go to lifewithoutlimbs.org for any more faith-based information on my nonprofit organization. And just enjoy anything you've got there. And I just hope that you're inspired to never give up.
That's fantastic.
Thank you so
much,
Nick.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Yeah, we look forward to see you again soon. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
What a treat for all our listeners. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nick.
You're very, very welcome. Yeah, it's been my pleasure, and you guys keep up what you're doing, and take one day at a time, dream big, and as you always have been, and look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, wonderful. Thank you.
All right, everyone, we'll be right back with some drumming. and welcome back to Resiliency Radio, everyone. So now it's our time to drum together. So I hope you all have been very inspired by that interview with Nick, and now we'd like to take all of that information about compassion and faith and just empowerment through feeling belong, like you belong. We all feel like we have a place here in this room, and we'd like to share that with you. We're also going to set an intention for this drum circle for our very dear friend who crossed over to the other side. He was a drummer with the Raven Drum Foundation. His name is Kurt Levy, and we'll miss him very much. So we'll be thinking of him, and I'm sure he'll be drumming along with us during this drum circle. And for everyone out there who is of Irish descent, we will be drumming, including the guy behind the drum kit here, and Carolyn, who's here. We'll be asking that all of your ancestors come and support you in anything that you need to be supported on and with. So take a deep breath, everyone. Sit with your feet firmly planted on the floor. Make sure all of your cell phones are turned off and any kind of interruptions that you may have. Try to take this next 10 minutes just for yourself and so we all can be together. So take a deep breath and let your body relax in your chair. If you're not going to be playing an instrument, you just can take it all in and use this as a meditation. Inhale deeply and exhale. And let your breath take all tension away from your muscles and your bones. Breathe any tension and stress out of your heart. Place in front of you your intention, things you want to bring into your heart, into your life, so you will be healed and you will be whole and you will feel loved. take a deep breath. Remember your intention. Take a moment to be silent. Just observe. And let us all just be grateful, be in gratitude at this moment. And when you're ready, just bring your attention into the room again. So we have a... You want to come back? Yes.
Can I come into the room?
Yes, come back in. So that was Mr. Rick Allen and Room Calhoun and myself playing for you, with you. So tonight, we just have a few announcements to make, and one is that we are in a few weeks releasing the Raven Drum Circle CD, so you'll be able to have a full hour of guided visualization and meditation work, along with some really amazing rhythms for you to experience at home with the CD. And it's something that you can do, and you can bring, you have a group of people with you, bring some drums out or not, and experience a circle for yourself from the work that we do with Raven Drum.
Fantastic. We're just putting the finishing touches.
Yeah, finishing touches.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We've been doing that for a few months.
Finishing touches take a long time.
Yeah. So we hope you enjoy it when it comes out. We do have a winner tonight that we need to choose.
Well, I've just dusted off my my sack, my magic sack, that is.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, the winner will receive a copy of Nick's book, Life Without Limits. Awesome book. So you're a very lucky winner tonight. Also, let's keep in our thoughts the people in Japan and send our intentions out to them. All the suffering that they're going through does have an effect on us at home in a very subtle way. The images alone, but also just the suffering when it happens across the waves, it does reach us. It does reach the animal life. It reaches the environment in so many ways. And so we also carry that suffering. And the more we share it, the more we release it, the more we can help from the distance that we're at. So let's choose a winner tonight.
Okay.
You ready, Rick?
Perfect. Oh. I love this music.
I do too.
It makes me so happy.
All right, then.
Let me reach in the sack. Thank you, my trusty old sack.
It's such a piglet.
I know. It's fantastic. Let me see if I can... Oh, hang on. Oh, my God. That one's heavy. So, could you read this one out for me, Lauren?
Let's see. The winner is Puddle. Puddles, Puddles 1971, and you'll be receiving a signed copy of Life Without Limits. So just make sure to contact Jennifer at Raven Drum and you will receive your prize.
Fantastic.
So we do have some callers on the line. Oh, no, we do. We do have a caller. We don't have callers tonight. But we'll be happy to, you know, to speak to you on our... What? We do have a special guest.
We do have a special guest, Moon Calhoun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Moon.
And the little angel, little Yossi, a new arrival to the Allen clan.
We do have a new
arrival.
The
baby's here.
The baby is here. She arrived.
Sweet baby.
For all of you out there.
She's being very quiet at the moment, but yes. That's one of the reasons why we've been kind of quiet.
We do have a little person who joined us in December.
Oh, we do have a new addition, yes.
She's just turned 3 months old, so she's the latest drummer in the Raven Drum Clan.
Right.
So I just want to thank everybody for being a part of our night tonight. Wow. Any closing words, Rick?
I'm just still blown away by talking to Nick, getting to know Nick a little bit, and if ever anybody feels down, it's there's always somebody. There's always somebody that you may perceive to be worse off than yourself, and the perception is that Nick is really in a terrible place. But when you meet him, you realize he's a powerhouse, and he just wants to hug everybody. He's a love machine.
Yeah, I really would watch that Butterfly Circus, and his YouTube videos are amazing. So have a look at that online. And if you're local, we are having a drum circle April 11th at the Calamigos Ranch, and we'd love to see you. So just register so you can get a seat, and we'd love to see you then. So until next time.
Awesome.
Well, hang on. No, I didn't say fantastic enough.
Oh, you know what? You should say it a few more times.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I could go into that rant that they do in the King's Speech, but unfortunately...
No!
Good night, everybody. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
channel.